know, we've looked at this situation for quite some time. As an organization, as Nancy said, USFRA is interested in transparency and dialogue, and we've worked hard to really have that be what we're known for. We also know that there comes a time where we, as farmers and ranchers, and representing a vast majority of the farmers and ranchers of this, in this country, have to step up and challenge when food companies perhaps directly misinform consumers about the practices that are going on a farm and what those practices mean to the environment. So we thought it was very important in this particular case to come forward and have that conversation with the media and with food companies, and that's really where we're headed from here. You know, we've heard so much about the right to know over the past couple of years. We really believe that the right to know needs to be a wholly accurate conversation and not just part of the information. So when we begin to talk about the technologies that we use on the farm, the things that turn our farms into smart farms, and really, you know, enhance production. And, of course, the numbers that Dr. Matlock shared are just amazing. And they're so important for people to understand and for food companies to understand. So when we discuss as USFRA, which is made up of over 100 different agricultural organizations and farm groups and commodity groups and the ag industry, we just think it's so important that we engage with the food industry, with the end users, also from a standpoint of what we're doing on the farm, what makes us sustainable. I think it's great to talk about this journey that we're on around sustainability. We know very clearly that consumers want to hear about soil, air, water, and habitat, and what we're doing on and around our farms in order to do the very best that we can in all those categories. So, agriculture has a big lift here. We always have. We've always addressed it head on. Conservation tillage is so important. My family farms in north central Kansas, and this technology, in this particular case, GMOs, allows us to conserve soil, to use less pesticides, and really conserve water overall. And it's just so important, I think, for food companies to be a part of helping us communicate those messages to consumers. And I understand there's a lot of work to do there, but we are very eager as agriculturalists to partner with food companies, all of them, to help communicate this. And and our step in that direction is this straight talk concept. So we want to come in and talk to food companies and have candid conversations about what we're doing on the farm. There's nothing like getting individuals out on the farm and having conversations. So hopefully we can do that as well. And as time goes forward, you know, we want just better conversations ongoing between food companies and our farm leaders, these organizations that are so, so focused on, you know, delivering a safe, nutritious product for food, you know, all across this country.